We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dan Orlovsky, former NFL quarterback, now with ESPN, tweeted this out, Fesco. Your reaction. Want to know how much the Chiefs defense is struggling? We spent the week arguing, debating, asking, if when the quarterback throws for 450 yards and three touchdowns, will it be enough? Wrap your head around that.
Yeah, I disagree with that, Josh. I mean, will it be enough? I think the question should be, is it too much for this offense to be doing 450 yards through the air and three touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes? Maybe not the three touchdowns. That's fine. But what about 350 yards and two touchdowns and a pair of rushing touchdowns on 11-play drives late in the game? Like, that would have been really good for me. The best player doesn't always have to be the guy making the biggest plays and the best plays and the spectacular plays. It's okay to be vanilla. I think we've all gotten to this point with this Chiefs offense that we expect it to go out there and score 35 to 40 points per game. Well, they're not doing that this year. They're only scoring 28 points per game right now, and they're not good inside the red zone, as we talked about earlier, scoring at a 30% less clip than they did a season ago inside the red zone
15
alone.
Touchdowns, 14 field goals.
Right, which is 25th in the NFL, and you're in company with Jacksonville and Cincinnati and Washington in the percentage of conversions inside the red zone. So I think the simple answer is to say fix the defense and the defense has to get better. But meanwhile, when you look across to the other side of the field, in my opinion, I say, okay, this offense is not nearly as good as it was a season ago. We need to adjust some things offensively, because the offense can go out there, and I have confidence and faith that they can adjust things and get better in what they're doing. And also this year, Josh, you're contending and competing, I guess you could say, with fumbles. You're one fumble away from your entire total from last season, and you're also competing with a special teams unit that hasn't been so special. It's been kind of very average teams instead of special teams. And so when you have two things that are working against you that really worked in your favor a year ago, you do have to do some adjusting. And that's where I bring Andy Reid into the equation and say, look, you've got the Cadillac out there, Andy. Tweak this thing a little bit to make sure that it helps everybody else run properly out here on the field. And I think Andy, in that Tennessee game especially, got lost in having Patrick Mahomes back and needing to run 75 plays that he forgot the special teams was a disaster and the defense out there wasn't as good, obviously, as it was against the Minnesota Vikings. And I just don't have the faith that the defense is all of a sudden going to become the 85 Bears, but I do have faith that the offense can adjust things and do some things differently to help out the defense and the not-so-special teams.
Therese Paylor, Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL insider. We asked him yesterday on his weekly visit. You can catch the entire interview, 610sports.com or via the radio.com app. In the on-demand section, do the Chiefs need to slow down this offense?
It's about putting up points. Like, football is about completing passes. So if you got that many plays, that means that you're having success. That means if you got so many, that means you've been converting third downs. You've been making first down. It's about like having a winning game plan. So like in a lot of ways, right? Like a 75 plays is a real good indication of how successful they've been. I mean, completions count as much as runs. You know, like, as long as you're completing and you're running time off the clock, you're like aiding the defense. You know, time of possession wasn't like a big – the Chiefs dominated time of possession. So, like, there was no excuse, right, for the run defense. Mm-hmm. Like, they weren't on the field for 40 minutes on Sunday. Like, it wasn't like that. Like, it was the other way. So, you know, you can want to play complimentary-style football. And, you know, like you, there have certainly been games this year where I've been like, hey, you know, like, let's sprinkle in the run a little bit more. Let's have a little bit more conservative game plan. Let's, you know, give this defense a boost. But, you know, I you watch that game, and it's just like, okay, the offense is killing it. Mahomes threw for 450, which is awesome. I'm not about neutering the best quarterback in the NFL. But the defense came up short yet again. And, you know, obviously some blame with that lies with Andy, you know, because he's – taking the blame on self.
Sure.
Know? Yeah. But you know, I'm telling you, Bob, like those three areas, the ball security, special teams, the run defense, I promise you, like if this team loses in the playoffs, those one of those things would be a reason why.
Yeah. I'm not about neutering the quarterback either by any stretch of the imagination, because I've been asking the defense to do more, do your job. But I think if you're Andy Reid and you're honestly assessing what's going on, you have to say, well, man, we got to do our part too.
Yeah, I mean,
we just can't. We've been scoring points and hoping it's coming along. It's not to that point yet. Hopefully it will get there at some point in time. We just can't score and not worry about what the other side's doing. Can't happen. Mm-hmm. They can't be in the position to do that, because this defense hasn't proven that on a consistent basis it can be the one that can continually shut down in those scenarios. And you're having teams that are scoring with you now. You're not just going to just blow people out of the water.
Right.
And have them come chasing you, and especially when we talked about the red zone, the opportunities. You're kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns where you were a season ago. Teams are in games a little bit longer than they were.
You were scoring 7 out of 10 times in the red zone, you were getting a touchdown. Now, 4.5 times out of 10 in the red zone, you're getting a touchdown. That
keeps teams in ball games, right?
It allows teams to hang around. I mean, look at the last 3 drives for the Chiefs when this thing really got out of hand. A 3-minute and 12-second drive, a 27-second drive, and a 23-second drive. That was obviously the last drive for the game. And even going back before that, the last 4 drives for the Kansas City Chiefs, a 2-minute and 6-second drive, a 3-minute and 12-second drive, and a 27-second drive. And when you see drives like that, obviously one resulted in a touchdown and a field goal, but you're not possessing the ball long enough and taking enough time off the clock. You're giving it right back to Tennessee. And what is Tennessee doing? They're answering your touchdown with a touchdown. They're answering your field goal with a field goal. You know, they're making plays as well. And that's why instead of having a 2-minute and 6-second drive or a 3-minute and 12-second drive or a 27-second drive like they did before, you know, Dustin Colquitt threw it to, you know, wherever he threw it the other day, maybe you have in that 2-minute and 6-second drive where it went 5 plays, 79 yards. Why not go 7 plays and 79 yards and take another entire minute? If you just go another minute on that drive that went 5 plays for 79 yards, the game's over. Tennessee doesn't have a chance to win that game. And those are the things I'm talking about. A 3-minute and 12-second drive, 7 plays, 53 yards. Why not make that an 8 or a 9-play drive and make that a 4-minute and 12-second drive? You don't have to score in big chunks and on explosive plays every single time. And Andy needs to stop focusing on scoring. You know you can do it. So if you are in a tight game, you know you can do it. Like if you need a score, like at the end, when they got the ball with 17 seconds left, they got a big play offense. They got the capability of scoring here and winning this football game. That's when you can utilize that big play. You don't have to utilize the big play all the time. It's okay to gain 4 yards. It doesn't have to be 40 yards every single time. And that's the part I don't think Andy truly understands or really cares about. He wants to do like, yay, touchdown every single time, when football is won in so many different ways. And I think he's missing a big part of how to win games right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.